Well, there's been a lot of focus in recent months on direct provision. That's the system used in Ireland to cater for 4,000 asylum seekers waiting for a decision on their application. They're provided with accommodation and three meals a day at set times and given an allowance of €19.10 a week per adult and €9.60 a week per child. And that's to cover everything like clothes, toiletries, school books and phone credit. They cannot look for paid work. It was designed, of course, to be a short-term solution, but many current asylum seekers have been waiting over 7 years for a decision on their application. So on Friday, as they faced into another uncertain Christmas, we headed out to one of Ireland's biggest accommodation centres, Mosny in County Meath, which until the year 2000 was the well-known family holiday centre. We met two families. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from a family who have just received some really happy news and who have a message of thanks to the Irish people. But first, we'll hear from Emmanuel Azuma, who, while waiting for a decision on his application, occupies his time as a pastor in one of the churches at Mosny.
My name is Emmanuel Azuma. I'm married to Patience. We have three children, and we run a church here in Mosny, the Redeemed Christian Church of God. I'm the pastor in charge here in Mosny.
And how long have you been here seeking asylum?
My wife herself has been here for 9 years seeking asylum. Myself, I've been here for 7 years, but going to school for the past 5 years and joined the asylum process for the past 2 years.
Have you any indication, Emmanuel, when a decision will be made about your asylum?
Hoping that God will help us, they'll answer us very soon. That's all I can tell you.
But you've got no date?
But we've got no date.
Why do you and your wife, Patience, want to stay in Ireland? Why are you seeking asylum? Is it social reasons, political reasons?
It's social, really. It's social. I'm originally Nigerian.
Okay.
But I naturalized South African. So because of that reason, the parents wanted to get married to me as a Nigerian.
Her parents?
Yeah. But they were getting her into getting married to somebody else, but she does not want.
So it was almost like an arranged marriage they wanted for her.
For her, yeah. Oh, you're back from school.
Hey. Wait, who's this? Has just come in, your son?
That's my first
son. That's your lovely son. Yeah. He's just come home from school?
School, yeah. David.
Hi, David. How old is David?
He's six.
And you have three children, have you?
I've got three children.
And the other boy?
He's going to walk in from now, I think.
And how old is he?
He's eight.
Yeah. Here he comes. Hi, Anthony.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Are they at school nearby?
They're in school in Drogheda, in Tulia Lane.
They like it there?
Yeah, they're happy. They're happy kids, so.
What is it like living here in Mosny in this small house with your wife and three children?
Living in the house in Mosny is not an issue, but the issue here is I couldn't cater for my children. That's just my biggest worries. Now, most of the time when they come up from school, they want to go to their friends, and their friends stay as far as Tulia Lane. I don't have money for transport to take them all the way, all the time. I had to bring them down. I don't have money for transport. Most of the time they want games to play. I can't afford to get them games. What children would normally do out there, when the children are going for a picnic or going for an outing that they want them to go to, but because they don't have papers now to stay in Ireland, they are not allowed to live with other children most of the time. So it's been hectic for me as a man. I can't really take care of my children. I can't really give them what they want as children. And for a big man like me to sit in the house 24/7, it doesn't tell well of me.
And that's them walking around the house now, actually. Yeah. And it is small here. So how does it make you feel as a father that you can't provide?
I've failed them, but I don't want to believe I've failed them. I believe there's still hope ahead. I believe if anything can change now, I can give them a life that they need. I've got the hope in me. And that hope keeps me going. I know I'm not going to remain here forever. I know someday this whole issue will change. And when it changes, they will have the life that they need as children.
Because when you're here seeking asylum, you're not allowed work, sure you're not?
Yeah, we're not allowed work.
So what do you do all day?
We have a church in Mosny, and I run the church, so it keeps me going. That's what I do most of the time. That is why I can be able to up and walk out and walk in, and I'm still like, yes, at least I've got something to do. Even if in the pastoral job, I don't get paid for doing it. But I'm still happy. At least I have. What about others that don't have anything to do? I have to go there to courage them all the time, to make them have hope, that believing that God is still the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He's a God that will not leave them alone. He will not allow their expectations to go off like that. He will make sure that they get all they need to live a better life.
And is the church, do you think, a great focal point here? Is it important for you here in Mon?
Yeah, it's very, very important. On Sunday coming, we'll be having a Christmas party, just to, you know, to give them a song, a sense of somebody still cares for them.
And you have to encourage, as you say, the people as pastor in the church here in Mosney. So what keeps you going? What encourages
Christ
you?
Christ keeps me going, because I put my full trust in him.
The boys are heading out.
Where to? Okay. To dining.
And how do the meals work here every day? Give me the daily routine here.
Every day, dining opens at 12 o'clock and closes at half one.
Okay.
And it opens again at half four and closes again at half five.
Okay.
Every day. That's what we live on.
And what are the meals like?
Well, it's okay. For me, it's okay. I don't know for other people. The others still complain. But for me, I don't. I move on. Because I'm not living to eat the food. The food is just there. If I feel like eating, if I don't want to, I leave it alone. Yeah.
Is it difficult for patients, your wife as well?
Patients. She always broken down. She's been here for 9 years. No work. She's tired. Patients is tired.
And what would you say to the government if they decided to send you back and not allow you to stay?
What did I say to them? I don't have anything to say to them. But if and the Kenny could go to America and ask for the people of Ireland to be granted papers to work, they can do the same for us here too. Nobody wants to sit down and fold their legs and not do nothing. We all need to get something so I can be able to work and help the family and help the economy of Ireland. We all need the work.
There were protests here in the past about people being stuck in the asylum limbo.
Direct provision, yeah.
Did you take part in those?
I took part in the last one we did. And I went to Dublin with them, yeah.
You felt very strongly, obviously.
Prisoners, when they go to prison, have a time frame to spend in the prison. But on these guys, there's no time frame. When you just come, they dump you here and just leave you there. Where is the time frame? How long are we going to be staying here? When are we expecting the next yes or no? But nobody knows what's going to happen until someday, maybe in the morning, sleeping, someone will knock on your door, they're taking you home. It doesn't work that way.
And when you ask the authorities?
They don't say nothing. They say nothing.
Christmas Day is next Thursday.
Yeah. Christmas Day. We wait. It's whatever we get from the kitchen, we eat for Christmas. That's how life has been for the past 9 years with my wife. You can't live on 19 euros. What will you buy with 19 euros? Nothing. No child can live on 19 euros for the whole week, not to have an adult. It does not work. They give her 19 euros, they give the children 9 euros. And that brings all the money they get in a week for 67 euros. And that's the money they have to live on. Where is the Christmas? Christmas is about to happen. Look at my house. There's nothing to show that there's Christmas on the air. So, well, it is well. But we have hope someday it's all going to come to an end.
Does it make you angry that you've been stuck here? No.
No, I don't. It's of no use. If I get angry, I'll put myself in the hospital. So I face every day that comes the way it comes. Just to live for the next day. Believing that God will strengthen us to move forward. That's just it.
Thank you very much for talking to me today,
Emmanuel. Thank you so much. Amen.
I've now come in to see Festus and Paulina and their beautiful children in another house here in Mosney. And you just got some great news yesterday, Festus.
Yeah, it was a good Christmas gift yesterday. You know, surprisingly, we just got to stay after 7 years plus, you know, in the asylum system.
Michelle, was that great news?
Yes. We got our papers. We're going to look for a house to stay in.
And you can stay with all your friends now?
Yes.
Paulina, that must have been great news for you to get your papers yesterday.
Yeah, it was a very great news. A very big Christmas gift for us.
And you didn't expect it yesterday?
No, we were expecting it yesterday.
And you've got the good news there in your hand,
yes,
Paulina.
Yes, right here in my hand.
Will you read a little bit of it for me?
I am to inform you that the minister has decided to grant you permission to remain in the state on a stamp for basis for 3 years.
Great.
Does that mean you can only stay up until 2017 or you can stay after that?
It's renewable, you know. Yeah. After the 3 years, you know, we still apply for permanent residency, you know.
What that means is once you get that, by and large, you stay.
Yes, yeah. We can go outside to look for job, you know, at least just to put our own impact into the economy as well, what we have, you know.
So you can both, Paulina now and Festus, you can go and get jobs if you want.
Yes, we can go out there and get jobs and be able to provide for our families.
When you went to bed last night, how did you feel?
I couldn't sleep because I was so nervous and, you know, something you'd be expecting for so long and you just had it in my hand. So it was a very shocking news to me.
Okay, yeah, we've been in limbo. That we can't even, we don't know what tomorrow lies ahead. A lot of people who are not even up to this stage, you know, they've gone back and they've been deported. And yeah, we're here today and we're holding our papers, our rights to live in this country, you know. We just thank God and it was a really special Christmas gift for the entire family, you know. We are proud and we want to use this opportunity as well to thank the system, the state as well, you know. Though the economy has not been really great and still, they've given us protection when there's no protection, giving us security when there was no security, you know. We thank the system, actually. We have to be grateful. You know?
Paulina, how difficult was it living here for 7 years?
Oh, it's a terrible life, you know, because we'll be here for 7 years plus without being able to, like, provide, being able to cook for your own children, you know. Being given the food you don't want for 7 years plus, chips and rice, every day of your life, that's what you get. You know, it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible life.
Also, you know, before we came down to Mosny, yeah, you know, we're living, a family of five, living in one single room for 4 to 5 years, one single room all together, you know, and some certain times, if you want to have maybe some intimacy with even family, you understand, you can't even have it. They are the kids, they can't even invite someone into the house because sometimes the kids ask questions, Dad, Mom, why is it that we cannot invite our friends for a sleepover, you know, things like that. And we just thank God it has come to an end. We can go out now to work because sometimes the kids we ask for McDonald's, we can't even afford McDonald's for them, you know. It's really odd thing, you know, but we believe we'll get a job and we'll be able to cater for our family.
Where are you from originally, Paulina?
I'm from Nigeria.
Are you both from Nigeria?
Yes, please, I'm from Nigeria.
And why did you come here?
Yeah, it's just because of the instability and the security issue in from my country that, you know, we had to come. We had to just find a way of coming down this place and we found ourselves here, you know. And we thank God that we're given the security that we actually needed, you know.
Are you looking forward to Christmas now, Paulina?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good one.
Is Santa Claus coming?
Yes.
What have you asked him for?
Kitty doll house.
Kitty doll house. And what have you asked Santa for, Justin?
I'll take anything I get.
Oh, you're such a good boy.
Yeah.
The great thing is that you can now work. What would you like to work at, Festus?
Yeah, presently I'm into the media production industry, you know, so I'm looking into that. And also I've done some computer science courses as well, which I'll be going to the market, the computer market as well, and the media industry, you know. Yeah.
And you, Paulina, what would you like to do?
Yeah, I've done some childcare courses, and I'm looking forward to be able to have my own creche for children.
Well, look, I'm so delighted for you both that you got such great news yesterday, and happy Christmas to you all.
Thank you.
Happy Christmas to you, Michelle.
Happy Christmas to you.
Thank you so much.